as despair fills the room here at the Posh.
Hold on. This is the other football podcast.
Well,
we're moving on.
There is a air of despair in the studio right now, and for some reason, the only guy in the studio who roots for the Cleveland Browns has optimism because, unfortunately, myself and Thomas root for the same other football team, and that would be the New York Jets, and they... Can we just play taps instead? Because it's like the death of the franchise.
The show because this is off to a terrible start.
All right, it is the Other Football Podcast here on the LV Sports Network, and we talk the football, the only football I care about right now, and that's the world's game, not this egg. What do they call it? Egg hand game or whatever? Egg ball or
hand egg?
Hand egg. Yes, not hand egg. Boy, I'm way off on my slang for the other football. But nonetheless, Chris Chapman, Thomas Viola, Carson Merck here with you on a Wednesday night. Why Wednesday? Because we have a Golden Knights game tomorrow and
San Jose Sharks game tomorrow, you mean.
Oh
wow. The smacketh being layeth down.
I actually sincerely don't know who to root for in any Sharks versus Knights game.
Well, listen, all you need to know is that Chris Wondolowski plays in San Jose. Therefore, there should be zero issue with who you're rooting for, and it should not be the team that shares the city with Chris Wondolowski.
It's not a bad argument.
Again, he's about to become the all-time MLS leading scorer.
You that's longevity. Who's I would argue. I mean, Emmitt Smith is the all-time leading rusher in the NFL.
Yeah, but he's not even close. Barry Sanders.
Jim Brown.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
Syracuse alum. You're really not going to shout him out?
Yes. Shout out to Jim Brown.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're with us. Yeah. But you're with us on that.
You can argue that, like how Brett Favre has all the passing records because he played forever. But Wando also holds the record for most consecutive 10 goal seasons.
And most crucial miss against Belgium.
Yeah, he also holds the record for choking the most in the World Cup for the United States and making Tim Howard a loser on a day where he probably was the best. He probably had the single best performance in the history of the World Cup for a goalkeeper. And Chris Wondolowski let Howard down.
That game is not Wando's fault. There were multiple chances that were not converted by the U.S. striker.
That 100% is Chris Wondolowski's fault. Maybe if he had tested himself and gone and played in Europe.
Speaking of Europe.
I'm confused why he said that.
There's a new rumor because, as we all know, the Premier League, commonly known as the MLS Retirement League.
Uh-oh.
Michael Bradley is being linked move to Everton.
My friend
and I were just like, no.
No way.
Do not let this happen. First off, how?
I got to Google this now.
He's old.
Is he in his 30s?
He's not good.
He's got to be in his 30s, right?
Yeah, like, he's not a young guy at all.
No, not at all.
No one makes the move in their mid to late 30s from MLS.
Oh, here we go. Let's see. So Phil Banks, I'm not to be confused with Phil Banks from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
R.I.P. Uncle Phil.
Yeah. He was in something else, too. I can't remember what it was. But anyway, he is saying that the interest is heating up for Michael Bradley at Everton.
Why? That makes
sense. Does
this
guy have a check mark next to his... All right. He doesn't have a check mark next to his Twitter, but...
It's rumors right now.
At Everton, interest heating up for Michael Bradley, the Toronto FC midfielder reportedly wants to come back to England.
Why?
Well, yeah, and I want to be a millionaire, but I don't think that really qualifies me to do so.
So the very first reply is this a parody account?
That's usually a good start to a rumor.
Yes.
I was hoping it was going to be Michael Bradley. Like, nah, I'm good.
So you're waiting for a journalist to confirm this. You just embarrassed yourself.
Oh, man.
All right, good. As long as this is fake.
As an American Evertonian, thank you, but no thank you.
Nice.
From Happy Days at Kamara Gora.
Hey, any chance we can get Syracuse versus Clemson on one of these TVs?
I could probably accommodate. 2014 Michael Bradley, yes. 2019 Michael Bradley, please, no. I don't even know if I'd want 2014 Michael Bradley.
I was
going to
say, that's a...
We're guilty. We don't need Michael Bradley.
I mean, I heard he's just the Icelandic Michael Bradley.
Well, of course.
He is significantly better.
Nah,
I don't even know what channel Syracuse Clemson's on.
It's on one of the ESPNs.
Well, it's not on ESPN 1 or 2, so.
This isn't going well.
Yeah, this is not going well. Anyway, I don't think Michael Bradley's going anywhere. I really hope not. I can't imagine there's any club in the Premier League that would want Michael Bradley.
He's coming to Vegas, allegedly, for a...
Yeah, as is spring training. Tim Howard.
Yeah, Josie out the door.
My favorite reply. As a Liverpool fan, please do this.
Nice, yeah, that's fair.
So there is another pressing matter that we have to talk to. A recent serious allegation and possible arrest looming. Not talking about Wayne Rooney's December arrest.
Oh, wait, there's another one?
There is another one. But... I believe the fashion police will be coming to this studio.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have to bring this up. If you follow us on Twitter at...
Other F-Ball Pod.
You will know that the other night, Carson took his lady out for a trip to the movies and apparently also public humiliation.
It's all about comfort. I'm just going to go ahead and say that.
That didn't even look comfortable.
It was incredibly comfortable.
This guy wears like...
I just want to know what goes through your mind like when walking out the door to say, you know what combination I'm going to roll with tonight? I'm going to go with Houston Dynamo t-shirt, not jersey, t-shirt.
Okay.
The comfortable shirt.
Yes.
Goalkeeper three-quarter pants.
Yes.
I love three-quarter
pants. Like Capri
pants. I swear by the three-quarter pants.
I actually don't own a pair, despite the fact that I'm the only one here who plays goalkeeper for anything.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Like, I need to get a pair, but I would only wear them to go play soccer.
Ah, no way. They're comfy.
Like, they're...
Incredibly comfortable.
Honestly, listen, though, you're not Rafael Nadal. You can't wear three-quarter pants out in public.
Well, we're talking about a crime. It's a crime to cover up these calves.
And it gets even better.
Slippers.
Not like flip-flops, as some people call them. Like I call flip-flop slippers. I do all the time.
Slides now.
Slides. I've heard Coach Gallant refer to slides.
Slides are a specific kind of flip-flop.
Okay.
Because they're the ones like you have the thong that's the... Like V shape.
I like how this guy knows like the designs of sandals.
He knows the vernacular.
I was buying them the other day.
You were buying sandals the other day.
Well, I got new turf cleats for soccer.
Okay, yeah.
And I can't wear these like in my like walking around and in my house to when I'm getting ready because
they'll scuff up your floor or whatever.
Yeah, and these have nubs on them, and it's like you don't want to wear cleats on concrete because it breaks down the cleats.
That makes sense. Yeah.
And now like I need to get a pair of flip flops. Okay. To wear. So
I thought you were telling us something else. Maybe you did a show with Joan Rivers and Melissa Rivers where you were breaking down the designs of flip flops. But
I'd watch.
I'm sure you would.
But then, slides are the like the Adidas flip flop.
I have a Puma pair.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway,
but so then
yeah, these were not slides. Yeah. The slides were.
No, you've got straight up lounging around the house slippers on.
Yes, like
and then, again, also comfortable.
Like Ice Cube wore in Boys in the Hood when he was sitting out on the porch. Yeah.
And then he caps the whole look off, other than of course the signature man bun.
Yes.
With a sweatshirt that he tried to tie around his neck in, like, you know, the preppy, like...
Carlton, Fresh Prince Bel-Air.
Another Fresh Prince Bel-Air. Unbelievable.
So he tried to do that, but it failed miserably. Like, he did not do it properly. And then later on, I find out we have the exclusive info here from his wife,
uh-oh,
who I will not name on air for the shame that she has to endure being married to this
She was
man.
Not a fan, was she?
No. Not only was she not a fan, apparently... This was not like the other night I went to go see Aquaman, threw on like my old fraternity letters and sweats, like not going out for the premiere here, going to see Aquaman on a Tuesday night.
Wow. Okay.
He put thought into this outfit. It was the second jacket choice that he made. Like,
wait, that's true. Now that
he had a different jacket, which he then said, you know what? No. This is the jacket that completes
this look. So basically it was the I don't look homeless enough look, so I have to go one step further to look even more homeless.
No, he looked like a hipster who wanted to wear like colonial trousers, but they were his good trousers were dirty, so he had to substitute.
All you need is the high white socks and some black dress shoes, and you're going
but
colonial
he didn't have black dress shoes, he just
century.
Had black slippers.
Well, again, it goes back to comfort. So the other jacket that I was gonna wear.
What about the discomfort you put your wife in by having to be seen in public with you while wearing
that? How about
that?
The discomfort that I had to watch Mary Poppins Returns?
Okay, really? That is also pretty
come
terrible.
Come on, man. That's Emily Blunt is in that. She's hot.
I'm not a fan.
What?
I'm not a fan of her.
Hot English accent.
Lin-Manuel Miranda did his thing, but...
Oh, God, I would not watch that movie.
She comes close to Kate Abdo in my list.
Nah, that's crazy. But for
come on.
My other jacket
Emily
was...
Emily Blunt!
leather jacket was a. It would have actually looked even funnier that I'm thinking about it, but it's a long, like track jacket, Houston Dynamo, and it's bright orange. But the reason I didn't wear it, see, it goes to functionality. The sleeves are too long, and we were going to Steak and Shake first at the South Point, so I didn't want my sleeves to be too long, and it's, I don't know, it's a little too heavy. So the only reason I brought the jacket in the first place is because movie theaters tend to be cold. I tend to run hot, though, so I was wearing the 3/4 pants and the T-shirt. But I thought going into
the
theater,
take the jacket off, but you have a little.
I could have gone around the waist, but I went classy and went up around the neck. But no, it was a very comfortable outfit.
Movie theaters and shooting ranges both pretty cold.
I've never been to a shooting range.
Yeah. I've been shooting, but I saw you posted on your Instagram.
Yeah, the only reason I was thinking about it was because I was at one yesterday, and I was like, I wish I brought a jacket.
Yeah.
But the last time I went...
Young Thomas is quite the American patriot, by the way.
I am. The last time I went shooting, though, I wore like a loose sweatshirt. 3 days I was pulling shells out of my pockets, including one I pulled out immediately after going through airport security.
I was going to say, can you imagine being like pulled over and they're just like
shells falling out of your pockets?
Rounds in your shirt.
Yeah, I mean, that was the one thing the first time I went shooting, I wasn't expecting, right? Like everyone prepares you, right? Like don't put your face
you
up near it.
A child?
Yeah, right. Like
I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, like don't put the gun close to your face or anything like that. And then I shoot for the first time and this shell pops out. I'm like, what the hell? Like this doesn't happen in the movies like this, you know? But you know, it said anyway. Yeah, we got some soccer to talk about.
But first, it just has to be noted. Again, still the inside scoop from Carson's better half. He called himself fancy on more than one occasion.
I did. For the tie around the neck.
Which he botched.
Yeah, definitely. It was about just getting it around the neck, tying it, and not having to worry about it.
That was his second jacket choice. Thought went into what he was wearing. It breaks my heart.
And as the tweet saw last night when Amy tweeted that out, I think she's at Krebs_88, maybe.
See, I wasn't good. She doesn't don't, mind. You don't
wow.
even know.
Now
she
doesn't you throw mind. Her under the
you,
bus.
Yeah, you,
man.
You don't even know. You
she
don't even
have
know
a lot
your
wife. Feel free to give her a follow. But when she tweeted out, I retweeted it with a comment #Working Class Hero. I mean, I'm a man of the people.
You're not Andy Robertson. You're no working class hero.
This is a form of domestic violence. I told her she should go get help, and she just said it's too late for me, and this way he won't hurt anyone else.
Save yourself, Thomas. Save yourself. All right. So there is some football to talk about. I know we briefly mentioned this.
Manchester City got to be worried about that second leg against Burton.
Well, we could start with them as well because they played a game on Sunday.
Another awesome logo.
They played Rotherham. Who I think is League One. I think they're Championship. I think Rotherham is Championship. They might be League One.
I think they're League One.
Nonetheless,
they might be League Two.
I know they had the worst season in the history of English league football 2 seasons ago when they had a total of like 12 points in the 40-something games that they play in Championship.
Coming for that record.
Yeah. Right. I mean, yeah, but at least Huddersfield's going to do it in 38 games. These guys had 40-something games, and they could only manage. Like they went, like, I think it was they didn't get a point for, like, 3 months or something. Like, that's how awful they were.
It's impressive.
But they played City in the FA Cup on Sunday. They lose 7-0 to City, and then today City plays Burton Albion. And they put up a 9 spot in front of about 9 fans, by the way. Did you happen to see the picture of the...
Like the matchup between fans there and goals.
At what point do we have to talk about, I mean...
That City is a plastic club?
City's had a pretty good last couple of games. Was that Liverpool game the turning point where they said, okay, we're just not losing again?
No.
Meanwhile...
Possibly. No.
Meanwhile...
Look, they beat 2 nobodies, all right? They
beat 3 nobodies.
Ooh, nice.
All meanwhile,
right. I'm leaving. You guys can talk.
It's cool. Speaking of nobodies, Liverpool then went on to lose to Wolves in the FA Cup.
Yeah. Which, in all fairness,
Chris has come back. By the way,
well, he's coming back, but he also did predict that. So I do have to give him credit.
I believe you also predicted
Yeah, you said that, but I don't think
I'll be back.
Oh, no, I predicted a Newcastle
loss. We can talk about this when I get
draw.
Back. I'm going to go cry.
That's fair.
I really do genuinely think that you I specifically remember you predicting, I'm pretty sure, a Newcastle loss.
Well, they got a draw against Blackpool, which is unfortunate.
Was it Fulham that you predicted?
No, you said Fulham. You were like, "Hey, you predicted that Fulham," and yeah. I was like, "Yeah, heck yeah, I did." And I was like, "I don't remember doing that."
Okay, I might have ended up confusing Newcastle and Fulham.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, you predicted something. You predicted someone
who's
going down to
a non-league
side.
And don't get credit. Yeah. I'll take one that I do. I'm not gonna lie to you. I think I lost my phone. I'm just looking at it's
now?
Definitely here.
Oh,
somewhere in the illustrious.
You probably left it in the office.
Probably. But
when
yeah.
we found out the news about Adam Gase, I can't believe that.
Yeah, that caused some pre-show turmoil.
But. Yeah, that was a down note to begin the show. But we do have an exciting post-show going on today.
Yeah,
you have to tweet. I'm gonna need you to get a picture for my dating profile, by the way.
Yeah, well, for sure.
Sweet.
Yeah, I had one of my buddies back home. I don't think he listens, but shout him out anyway. Nick Vitt, his younger sister, when I was back home in Ohio for the holidays, she was hanging out with us. We were out at a bar, and he's been single for 90% of the time I've known him. He went to the bathroom, and she, like, scurried over and was like, "Please help me find him a girl." I was like, "I haven't been able to this point. I don't even live near him anymore. I'm sorry I can't help you, but we'll see." And you're younger than him, so, I mean, we might have a shot for you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure I've been single for 90% of the time you've known me, too. I think that math actually does work out pretty well.
I like that.
It was like 2.5 months, so.
Yeah. And how about and something we can talk about without stupid Chris, who's crying because Liverpool lost.
He definitely just used that as an excuse
to
go
to the bathroom. Yeah, 100%.
He's old. His bladder is weak. He's his prostate the size of a grapefruit.
Yeah. But Lights FC making some signings.
They did.
12 new signings today.
I looked at them. I did not recognize a single name.
I knew Irvin Parra, I believe is his name. He had a pretty solid season a few years ago in the USL. I recognize his name, but in fairness, it's going to happen in any sport when it's usually the bones of a team.
Yeah.
When you hire someone, they usually, it's like, okay, who do I know?
Yeah.
So a lot of players with experience with Wijnaldum, whether it was in Atlanta or with Wolves within the UPSL.
I think so.
Yeah, UPSL. I'm wearing an NPSL shirt today. Shout out to Cleveland SC.
Shout out to Napa Valley 1839.
That. Yeah, little Instagram love.
Yeah.
For TV.
That to this day is the greatest call, like greatest specific moment in a sporting event that I've had.
I like that.
Like that I remember that happening and the way the play developed because their striker got a red card, which he did like traditionally. That was just standard game protocol.
I like that.
And then they had another guy go down, and it's like the 89th minute. They're down a goal, and they have the ball on the far side on a throw-in, and they throw it in, and I just see this guy racing down the near side of the field, and I just see the play develop. I know it's about to happen, and the guy hits a beautiful long ball over to him, and he powers into the goal, and that's how they got their first points.
Nice.
As an NPSL club.
What's funny, though, the one of my favorite moments outside of like the Cavs game 7 moments when they won is actually Rajay Davis's home run when they ended up losing to the Cubs because it was such an improbable home run and like the Indians announcer's a legend. He didn't even think it was going out and all of a sudden he was going crazy. But the fact that one of my favorite moments came in a loss is, I guess, symbolic of a Cleveland sports fan. But yeah.
I feel that the last significant moment as a Jets fan that we've had was when we beat the Patriots in overtime in week 15 with Fitzmagic.
Nice.
And then the next week, Fitzmagic ran out, and we lost to Buffalo in a stinker and missed the playoffs.
Fitzmagic is known to burn bright and then crash
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, he burns bright, but he burns quick.
Yeah, he is. And everyone, I mean, that's kind of the same thing for every sport with. There will be somebody, and then they fool you so many times. It's like Jose Mourinho. We'll tie this to soccer. Where, like, they've done the same thing at certain places, but then each time you're like, no, this time's going to be different. Like, this year with Ryan Fitzpatrick in Tampa, they're like, nah. He turned it around. He figured it out. I'm like,
no, he didn't.
He's in his 30s. Like, he didn't figure it out. If he doesn't know it by now, he's not going to figure it out. But, yeah.
Case in point, Michael Bradley.
Yeah. Case in point, Chris Magnum Chapman.
Are we done talking about Liverpool?
Yeah, we're talking about Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Really?
Yeah.
Here we go. Fitzmagic, right?
I mean, we just finished talking about it. You missed the conversation.
Ah, damn. Yeah. So we could go back to talk about Liverpool?
Yeah.
Sure. All right. So I did predict it, right?
I predicted zero trophies this season. Well, looking strong.
No, I don't think so, because
you're not winning the league.
We don't know that.
He's going for the Champions League.
He's not winning the Champions League either.
So the thing is, I knew as soon as I saw the rumors of who was going to play in that game that Klopp didn't care. And I know some Liverpool fans are upset about it. Like, oh, you disgrace the FA Cup. Look, they haven't won the league in 28 years.
Yeah.
It's about winning the league. And if you... The worst thing that could have happened was to get in a replay. So...
At Newcastle.
Yeah, right?
But against Blackpool.
But he didn't care. I mean, like, he played a 16-year-old and a 17-year-old in that game. Neither one of them have ever played for the senior team before. He played Filet Mignolet in goal.
That's a bold strategy, Cotton.
So you're already behind the eight ball, because Mignolet was basically the second choice keeper last year behind Karius, and Karius was so bad that they sent him to Turkey. So what does that say about Mignolet?
He is quite bad.
He is. And as soon as I saw Alberto Moreno's name on the list, I said...
That is usually a giveaway for you and for, I think, soccer fans, especially Liverpool fans. That you see Alberto Moreno in the starting lineup, you're like, well...
We're not trying.
We're not winning
today.
This one, boys.
Yeah. And when because originally it was supposed to be Lallana and Alberto Moreno. Yikes. And as you remember from the Red Star Belgrade game, my comment was, when I see those two guys on the pitch together...
It's a done deal.
It's a done deal. It's going to be a loss for Liverpool.
So if Liverpool doesn't win the league this year, Klopp finishes yet another season without a trophy, how much longer do you give this guy?
The problem is, no, the guy has...
That's a valid question.
No.
You haven't won anything.
Here's the thing, though.
Everton's been through three managers, but neither of you have won anything.
But the big difference is Everton's been through three managers because they suck.
Liverpool's just got the same guy who they keep insisting can actually win the whole thing.
Here's the thing. When Brendan Rodgers was fired 3.5 years ago, right? Actually, it's 3 years ago. I think it was three years in October. They were like 9th or 10th in the league. They had zero chance to win anything. Klopp took over and rose them up to be in a position to qualify for the Champions League in 2 years. They were not at the level of Chelsea, Man City, and they don't have the bank account of the Emirates.
Chelsea, Man City.
Newcastle United.
You know, when you're dealing with John Henry, who is a very rich man... No, you know, he owns the Red Sox. He owns New Balance. I think he owns a NASCAR team.
That's a dichotomy right there.
Yeah, right. But, like, he doesn't have nearly the... I mean, the guys who own Man City, they own a money printing press, basically, because all they do is write blank checks. You can't compare. And, you know, the thing is, Liverpool fans, they want trophies. We're hungry, but... I think a good portion of them also understand where this club was just 3 years ago, and that was basically where Man United was under Mourinho just a few weeks ago, and that was pretty much rock bottom. I don't think there's any pressure on Klopp to win the trophy because he's still building his club that's going to... The goal is not to win trophies quick. We saw that happen with Mourinho, right? He won two trophies in his first year, and all these Man United, oh, we won Mickey Mouse Cups. Well, what happened 2 years later?
Gone.
They're in sixth and having to rely on winning four games against nobodies to be excited about. That's not going to happen at Liverpool. There's no pressure on Klopp. I mean, obviously, if they fall and they end up finishing like fifth or sixth.
God, that would be great.
That's a different story. He took them to three. He's taken them to three finals. They haven't won any. But he's gotten them there with guys. He was still playing with Brendan Rodgers players. Jordan Henderson is still a Brendan Rodgers guy.
Sturridge,
still a Brendan. Actually, I think Sturridge goes back to before Brendan Rodgers. I could be mistaken.
Sturridge is the legend.
But Origi, another Brendan Rodgers guy. So he's in the process of turning over the
roster.
Don't
bring up Origi in front of Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
The hero.
Greatest header in the history of the rivalry.
Yeah, definitely.
Good job, Jordan Pickford. Anyway.
I hate you both. Did you guys see Liverpool tweeted out after the Cody Parkey field goal? After the field goal, they tweeted out, "Hey, Eagles, we're familiar with the crossbar being your friend."
Hey, all's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All's fair. But to answer the question, no, I don't think he's gone at the end of the season. Even if they don't win silverware, look, it's a long-term process. The goal is to be like Arsenal, where you were good. Look, I know at the end, the Wenger out stuff. Reality is, Arsene Wenger was a really good manager for that club for a really long time.
Yeah.
It's about building longevity. It's not about winning two trophies and then falling off the map. It's about stability and building something, and I think Klopp is building something. And he's wise with the way he spends his money. By the way, Liverpool rumored to be looking at Mats Hummels on a loan from Bayern. He's not playing at Bayern.
I think Pavard just signed with Bayern today.
Yeah, he did. Pavard is leaving Stuttgart, but not until the summer.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see. I don't see any clubs making huge winter transfer or January transfer window moves. I mean, there really hasn't been a whole lot of...
Timothy Weah.
Going to Celtic.
To Celtic on loan.
On a loan. I think it's a good spot for him.
Yeah.
Ironically, he'll be playing with Brendan Rodgers.
This is true. Yeah. It's nice to get... Hopefully, I'm sure he's not going to go there and start every single match, but at least go there and be involved, like a sporadic substitute appearance here and there. It's not really helping him develop too much.
Well, they are running away with the Scottish League, so he probably will get some playing time.
Yeah, he'll get some time for sure.
Eventually PSG is going to realize that they messed up signing Mbappe to the big contract and not him.
It should have been Timothy Weah, yeah,
for sure.
So a couple of upsets in the FA Cup, and there's only... You know, every year we get this club that comes out of nowhere, right? Like, oh, they've come out of nowhere and they're playing now in the fourth round of the Champions League.
I was hoping it was going to be Lincoln City, but stupid Everton had to beat them.
The Imps. No, instead,
Instagram is telling me, by the way, we missed a real barn burner of a Syracuse game.
Really?
Serious typo.
By the way,
13 seconds in, Syracuse 998, Clemson 2.
Nice.
A bit of quality. Bit of a slip on this.
So
a
little bit. There. They took Cuse by a million real serious.
Yeah. Nice. So Barnett comes from the conference premier. They're the only non-league side to get through.
Yeah.
They beat Sheffield United 1-0. But what's funny
not
is...
Not to be confused with Sheffield Wednesday.
What's funny
or
is...
Gary Sheffield.
Like the year
nice.
That... Ooh.
Nice.
I like that reference. Gary Sheffield United.
Yeah, so, I like it.
A couple of years ago, it was Lincoln City, the Imps, right, awesome who made this run. But they were at the top of their league, their conference Premier League, which is like the fifth level. Is it fifth? Yeah, fifth level, because you have Premier League, Championship, League One, League Two, Conference. They were winning the conference. Barnett is 15th in the conference. So let me just read some of the teams that they're fighting. First of all, there's 24 teams in conference.
Sheffield Friday.
There is the team that is only a few spots behind them in 19th. Havant and Waterlooville.
Nice.
The 20th team is Maidenhead United. There is a Maidstone United. The worst team in conference premier is Braintree Town. There is a team who's actually ahead of them called Boreham Wood. Ebbsfleet United, and the interesting story about Ebbsfleet United is they were a club a couple years ago that they were up for sale. So, like, basically these people started, like, essentially a GoFundMe to buy Ebbsfleet United, and they are owned by people all over the world who bought, you know, they bought into this.
I was going to say, a lot of these teams sound like when we played, like, youth baseball when you were a kid, and it's just like...
Oh, yeah.
Carter Lumber.
I played for Biancola Jewelers.
Oh, Biancola. There we go. I'm trying to think who we had.
TFI Pool Service. That was my other team. That was the team that always wrecked our league.
Our basketball teams were our little league teams, we had like actual teams. Like I played on the Twins.
Nice.
And then I played on the Blue Jays.
I had to be on the White Sox one year. But no, we had my aunt and uncle own a pool hall. So we were, for a while, we had like over five cousins all playing on the same team. We're in the local paper.
Ah, there we go. That's cool. And Akron, the A-Town.
Yep.
A-Town, Akron.
Rubber capital of the world.
Good year. But I think my favorite club is this one called Solihull Moors, who currently sit third.
That sounds like the scientific word for a coal sore.
Behind Leyton Orient and Salford City. I think Salford City is the club that's owned by a bunch of the Man United legends.
But, including likely Wayne Rooney.
Yeah, so
did a little bit of drinking on the flight.
The Solihull Moors. I don't even know where that is. It sounds like it could be like a Scottish team. No, probably not Scottish. They might be Welsh, right?
I feel like that's where Frodo lived.
Frodo Solihull?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to see if I could Google where Solihull is.
I don't think you're going to get any answers to that. Yeah. They're like, sorry, this place does not exist.
Solihull is a large town in the West Midlands, England, with a population of 123,187. What is it?
It's not bad.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I thought you were going to say 123 people.
Yeah.
Well, that would be cool, right? Like, that's a kind of place where people like you and me could play, right?
Yeah. I still want to. We still have that property in the Virgin Islands. I still want to join the U.S. Virgin Islands
scouting for the
and they're
Virgin
so
Islands.
Bad too. Right? Maybe we could get Tim Duncan to come. You know what? Solihull looks like a nice place.
Look, if I had
they have a cancer research center right next to the bagel place. Mm-hmm. You can't go wrong there.
No.
If I had theoretically made the light as their like third string goalkeeper when that was a discussion, I'm pretty sure I would have gotten a call.
That would have been
from the Virgin Islands.
Classic.
That would have been amazing.
You would have been a legend.
Anyway, the FA Cup is always interesting, and because you always get these clubs that kind of come out of nowhere. And Leicester lost to Newport County, who I think is a League One team. As we mentioned, Barnett they survive. Oldham knocks out Fulham. Oldham actually knocked out Liverpool a couple of years ago. Watford, they beat something called Woking. W-O-K-I-N-G. But I'm a big fan of the FA Cup, and I am disappointed that Liverpool kind of threw in the towel, because I understand why, but in all honesty, there's just something magical about the FA Cup, and it's always been one of my favorite tournaments to watch.
Drawing at home with Blackpool.
You know, Blackpool was interesting, because I remember when they were in the Premier League like 4 or 5 years ago, they won their first game, and then they proceeded to pretty much lose every game the rest of the season, and they finished last, I think. And
Newcastle
then,
fans were hoping we'd lose,
but then they immediately went down again to the Championship and were relegated again.
Pulled a Sunderland, that's what we call it.
I think Wigan did the same, right?
Blackpool went down another time, I think.
Because I think
they're in League One now, right?
Yeah. I think they did go down to League Two.
They're in the Championship now.
Are they? No, I'm pretty sure
they're 15th in the Championship right now. Could be wrong.
Let's see.
Let's figure this out.
We can find out, yeah.
I'm pretty confident.
Queen's Park Rangers defeat Leeds.
Nice. Who's winning the Championship right now? It's got to be West Brom, right? They have to be, I pray they're in a promotion spot.
You know what? They played Sunderland on the 1st of January, so they are. What the hell is going on here? Okay. Let's see. This was the FA Cup. They lost to Arsenal. What is this, last year?
Because not this past summer, the summer before, I saw Blackpool play Exeter in either the League One or the League Two playoff final.
Wow.
I would guess League One, because I think they're in the Championship. But I could be wrong.
They
could
have gotten promoted.
They played Wimbledon, Barnsley, Oxford.
That's League Two.
I think this is League Two.
No way.
I think it's League One. Rovers.
League One.
Let's see.
I'm pretty sure I saw the League Two playoff final.
Yeah, that.
These tickets were like $25.
But Newcastle's obviously going to be battling for safety in the Premier League. So everyone's like, either win or lose. The worst thing we can do is draw against Blackpool. And they're like, oh, worst thing you can do is draw? You got
we
it.
Got
one
it.
One.
They are in currently Blackpool's in League One.
Okay, that's unfortunate. They're not even high up in League One. What are they, like 15th?
League One table has Blackpool at... No, they're not terrible.
Again,
They're 11th.
Okay.
Where's West Brom in the Championship?
Yeah. Please bring up the Championship table right currently.
All right, let's see.
I still wanted to see Leicester win the Champions League a couple years ago.
I didn't know this.
Oh, that would have been fantastic.
Like, they get relegated in the same season.
So who am I looking for? West Brom?
Yeah.
West Brom is fourth.
No.
Okay.
So Sheffield was first. So Sheffield United was third.
Who's first?
In the championship, right? So right now they're only one spot. I'll get to that.
He's getting bit
so right now Sheffield United was third in the championship. So you could say right now they're 23rd in English football. They lost to a team that is probably somewhere in the high 90s.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's not great.
By the way, first is Leeds, and they sit at 51. Norwich is at 49.
The Canaries.
Sheffield United, 47. West Brom, 46. Middlesbrough. Oh, I can't stand Middlesbrough. 43, tied with Derby.
That's an odd team to hate.
No, I don't. They're just dull. There's nothing. By the way, fun statistic about Middlesbrough.
I'm intrigued.
They have the largest base of female season ticket holders in all of England.
I think so maybe, I need to become a Middlesbrough.
I was
going to
say, maybe both of you should become Middlesbrough.
By the way, that leads me to my next topic. We were kind of talking about it a little bit in the office before we came on. And we're after this podcast, after we're done with this in about 20 minutes, we're going to go watch Young Thomas, Bert and Ernie.
Young Forrest. Young Forrest.
I have a different nickname over there. One of the referees who calls me Scott Sterling.
I like Bert and Ernie better.
Yeah, definitely.
Young Forrest.
I hate you both.
So we're going to go watch him play soccer here in Vegas. And the discussion was whether or not it was co-ed, right? But I was disappointed to find out it was not the co-ed league. It's a man's league, which somehow they let a little boy into the man's league. Nonetheless, Adam Gaze, by the way. So the discussion was...
I'm getting close to dropping my one F-bomb on this podcast.
Even though I am arguably the worst soccer player on the planet.
Really? You could have fooled me. You look like just peak performance.
For those who have no idea what I look like.
He's crafty.
I'm about 40 pounds overweight.
Picture Grimace, but like slightly more orange than purple. Yeah, that is Chris Chapman.
I believe that is a fair representation of who I am. Now, people, you know, young people listening not know who Grimace is.
Okay, I was watching Infinity War last night. Picture Thanos, but, like, not purple.
Well, see, I was thinking Grimace is that purple thing that used to be in the commercials with Ronald McDonald.
No, you're spot on. That's what I'm talking about.
For the younger crowd.
Yeah, for the younger crowd, they'll understand Thanos better.
Okay. Like, well, you could YouTube 1980s McDonald's commercials and see who Grimace is, because he's this freaking purple thing that looks like a gumdrop with eyes and arms. Mm-hmm. And he's always there to give Ronald McDonald whatever. Well, I almost said a bad word. But
they really dropped they really dropped Grimace and the Hamburglar.
I think they
and
just
the bird.
Dropped that.
Remember,
whole
they used to have
thing.
The bird.
No,
really,
I do not remember that.
Well, Big Bird, Sesame Street. They fucking. Damn it! That's how I used it. Oh man, we each get one, and I used it there. Oh
man! Oh. At least mine was timely and it was good, and you know, like you couldn't have waited until Tim Howard said it's pork roll and not Taylor ham to use it.
I can't believe I just used it there.
So now when Christy Rampone comes on the show and explains to you that it's pork roll, and Tim Howard verifies that it's pork roll, you have no recourse, man. You have no recourse.
I mean, I don't think I could tell Christy Rampone or Tim Howard to F off. No, I don't think I could do that.
But you could say it after the fact.
I still don't think that I could do that.
You could say it after the fact, though. You'd be like, damn, they were effing wrong.
So what did Sesame Street do that caused you to F-bomb?
They went after journalists.
Sesame Street?
It was hilarious. Like, they exposed us all. They had a bit. I don't know what the lead up to this is.
Sesame Street, the kids show.
Cookie Monster. So I guess Big Bird and one of the new characters. I don't exactly keep up with the show anymore.
Hitmonlee.
Well, I stopped watching.
I stopped watching.
So they're talking with Cookie Monster, and he's negotiating like pay. He's like, "What about benefits? What about salary? What about paid vacation?" Like, he's going through all these real
kids
things.
Like,
and they go,
"Mom, Dad, what are these?"
And then they go, "We'll give you a cookie." And he goes, "Deal." And he goes off screen and comes back on. I am journalist, and all journalists were just like, "Yep, that is our salary negotiations."
That's fair.
Seems legit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's get back to this discussion about me being a terrible soccer player and what it has to do with your league. So the question is, despite being a terrible soccer player and looking like Grimace from the Ronald McDonald commercials from the 1980s and 90s, should I join a co-ed league just to meet women?
Yeah, but the problem is you're going to like embarrass yourself out there on the field. That's not going to look great.
I'm not sure as far as age-wise if that would be the move.
It also would not be the move.
Why is that, though?
Because I feel like there's not 30-some-year-old
actually, that's
playing.
Not true.
Is there?
There are. I mean, you saw them. When you came,
I didn't
and
know
saw
how old they were
Friday.
When we went and saw them play.
I'd estimate the best was a couple of the women on my co-ed team were over 30. Now we got significantly younger. This
well, listen, my ex girlfriend's 26, so I mean I'm
nice.
What?
Yeah, I'll show you guys a picture of her. Yeah, I had a very hot 26-year-old Salvadorian girlfriend.
Nice.
Dilly, when
the best?
Up until about April.
Oh, nice. I'm sorry.
The best part. Of, it was a while ago. He's fine. The best part of one of the young ladies that played on Thomas's team was she was a defender and was adamant she did not want to get hit by the ball. I was like, but that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to block the shots. She was like, nah, she wasn't having it. But yeah, there's going to be reckless. As Chris confirmed, as long as there are no children at all present, there's going to be reckless taunts yelled at Thomas Vile.
It will
TV
be the second
work.
Most hostile crowd we'll face
so
all season.
I'm just going to show you guys
was
a
there
picture.
A hostile crowd for
she's,
another one?
She's oh, Wonder yeah. Woman in this picture.
I thought it was a picture of you two, and you had to indicate who was Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
No. I yet. Could. Yeah. That's she's Wonder Woman in that picture.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I've got some game for yeah. for
good for you.
Apparently
for
not, apparently a guy not on who the looks, soccer field. But,
no, yeah. no. So I mean, I could pull him in, right? I mean, she's pretty hot, right? Yeah. So like,
yeah. I actually did ask that's, out one of the girls who works at our who plays at our complex.
Not nice. Bad. Yeah. So
didn't go well.
No, it did not. she was nice though. She was just like she didn't even shoot me down. It was more like just like all I do is play soccer. And I was like, say no more. Have a good one.
Fair enough.
Yeah. The message was received, yeah. but you did it in a nice way. Like, thank you. I appreciate that.
That's and, important not only when courting women, but in life, just know when to walk away.
You got to shoot your shot, though.
Like, yeah. in every aspect of life, just know when to be like, hey,
yeah,
this isn't me.
Well, I think Wayne Gretzky said it best, right? The greatest shot was the worst shot I ever took was the one that I never took.
No, it's that's true. No, and I know this because of the fact that every single, every woman's Tinder profile is this quote. The quote is, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott.
Okay.
Every single one. Like, it. You Tinder know, has made me hate The Office because it's one of like two or three
anyway,
quotes.
But.
Well, you know, I'm not much of a Tinder guy. I'm going to be honest. I think I have lost a little bit in terms of approaching women because of stupid online dating because it's. Swipe right, swipe left.
Oh yeah,
right. It's, like my personality does not have an opportunity to come out and impress a young woman, and because
and
I
your
get
face does, and
well, and that's the thing. It's like I don't ever. I look the women who swipe right on me are not women I'm interested in. So
I feel that.
So it's discouraging because now I'm almost like afraid to walk into a bar. Or a club. Or, not that I go to clubs. I can't afford to go to clubs here in town.
And then someone like Carson bats way out of his league and then chooses to wear slippers, three-quarter shorts, a Houston Dynamo t-shirt, and a
have
sweatshirt.
Have you never seen me wear three-quarter shorts before,
well,
though?
No.
I wear those all the time. I have Puma ones, Adidas ones.
But like the
I need to get a pair.
I found out Adidas is not as cool as Nike. I'm Adidas over Nike all day. And
I'm a
I was
mix.
Getting roasted for it back home.
I'm a mix. My cleats are Nike, but then I go.
If I have
I would
a preferred brand, it's Puma. Mine's
I like
Puma
too.
Puma is quality.
Puma, Adidas,
Nike,
Fila.
Fila.
Whoa!
Wow. That's a hot take.
It keeps me grounded.
Yeah.
I got.
I was waiting for you to come out with K Swiss.
Nice.
Instead of three-quarter shorts for my knees, I have a pair. Like they're almost like
volleyball knee pads.
No, they're almost like long johns, like the Under Armour.
Oh, yeah.
Like you know, but instead of the spandex, it's made by Umbro, mm-hmm. and it's this tougher fabric so that it doesn't burn when you hit the turf.
Yeah, I don't know how that doesn't, especially on those indoor fields. That cannot feel good.
It's brutal.
All right.
But so like
Thomas thinks they're going to win the night, though.
That's a good take.
So we'll hear this. We'll hear next week.
What happens? Yeah, because
next week we might have a guest.
I'm hoping so. Yeah. An English person, I think. So because we've spent a lot of time not talking football on this podcast, I think we should talk a little bit. And step out of our neighborhood a little bit here. I want to go to France.
Why?
Don't we all?
I don't know if you guys saw this, but the Coupe de Ligue Cup.
Only time you should ever go to France is if World War breaks out.
Nice.
I don't think we should go down that road. But
that's the only time an American should ever be going to France.
Listen, I've been to Paris. It's a beautiful country. It's a beautiful city.
What about Timothy Weah? Yeah.
So, he left. He went to Scotland.
So the Coupe de la Ligue is the French Cup. Knockout competition. And it's not like the joke in Spain where they make it so that the best teams get through, where they have to do like all the way up until the finals they do a home and home.
Oh yeah,
which is dumb.
This tournament rules. I know where you're going with this. Tournament is awesome.
So today or yesterday, there was one game. Strasbourg defeated.
Steven?
Yes, right. Steven Strasbourg defeated Lyon 2-1.
Ponce de
Lyon. Today. Monaco defeats Rennes in penalty kicks 8-7. MC Rennes, yes. Bordeaux defeats
the line?
Le Havre, AC.
Steve 1-0. Harvey?
Steve Harvey.
Cleveland native.
But, the whole point of me talking about Coupe de la Ligue is Guingamp.
Oh, I don't even have one for that. No one. That's not a word.
Forrest Gump. Forrest Guingamp, right?
That's a stretch.
Defeated PSG 2-1 in the Coupe de la Ligue.
Was that today?
That was today.
I had a buddy that was actually in. He's actually traveling there. He was at that match.
So PSG, apparently there were three penalties called on them, and Guingamp scored two goals. They defeat PSG 2-1.
That is a hilarious name.
So we will have Monaco, who
face Guingamp.
You have to think they're the favorites now, right? Over Strasbourg, Guingamp, and Bordeaux.
Yeah.
Maybe. But PSG loses in the quarterfinals of the Coupe de la Ligue.
Well, me and you, Chris, talked about the... I'm a fan of the promotion relegation in Germany over any other league.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You weren't here when we talked about that. No, you were gone. So the
promotion in Germany,
yeah.
The third from the bottom club. Now, remember, there's only 18 clubs in the Bundesliga. So the club that finishes, what, 16th?
Yeah.
So 18 and 17 are relegated. The club that finishes 16th.
Yeah, they have a playoff.
They have
against
a playoff.
The third team.
Against the third place team from the Bundesliga 2.
Yeah.
And the winner goes to the Bundesliga the following season.
Yeah,
I think that is,
that is pretty
awesome.
Cool. That's pretty cool.
Like how great would that be in England?
Yeah.
Right, like it gives life to a club. Like if we look at the table in the Premier League, right? Like today, right now, I think you guys are safe.
We're above it by like one.
It would be Southampton, right? You tell Southampton you're going to play in a playoff against
Sheffield United.
The winner will remain in the Premier League or move up to the Premier League. The loser goes down. If you're that club in the Premier League and your season is pretty much over,
yeah.
It gives you something to play for if you're that 18th or you're the 20th club. I mean, like, right now, you know Huddersfield's going down. They've got 10 points.
Yeah,
they're not going to make up the 8 points on Cardiff City or Burnley or Newcastle.
Yes.
So they could make up the 6 points on Southampton, though.
Yeah.
So if they have that opportunity, or Fulham, right? Fulham's only 2 points behind Southampton.
To play for your life.
I'd be down for this game. I like a one-game death match like that.
I think it's
is it two-leg?
No, it's one-leg.
I thought it was two-leg when we looked it up.
Oh, maybe it is.
I think it was two-leg because we were like, man, that is a lot of heat
on one
on
leg,
that team.
Yeah.
And think we found out it was two.
Like, how great would... Like, even in the... Like, I think it would be better in the NBA, right? Where you have teams that tank. Listen, hear me out.
The Cavs, they're trying hard.
Teams that tank, right? So say you get the Cavs.
They covered last night.
And I don't know the standings in the NBA, but I would imagine that the Magic are pretty bad too.
No, you could go Bulls or Knicks.
All right, so Knicks and Cavs, right?
Okay.
Knicks and Cavs, the end of the season, They have to play each other in a one-game playoff, and the winner got the number one pick in the NBA draft.
That's so much better than the lottery.
Yeah. We're going to the Celtics just popped up on the TV, and it just reminds me of Bill Simmons that he was saying he would jokingly would quit writing and quit sports if the Cavs get the first pick again. And then somebody went on to say, I know we're getting on a little side tangent, but went on to say the constant, like, mishandling in Cleveland. It's like, sir, we've gone to four straight NBA finals. I'm not sure you can call it that.
Well,
it's a little inaccurate.
But let's be honest.
You kind of can because you let...
But you had him.
How many finals would they have gone to if LeBron James did not come back to Cleveland? By the way, my Celtics are down by 19 to the Wizards. Yeah, not good.
Not single one, but...
My 76ers are down.
Call me when the postseason rolls around and the Warriors start trying. Anyway, going back to the Coupe de la Ligue for a second.
Yes.
And I'm glad that I looked...
Gooey something?
Not going back to them. This is the direction I thought you were going, but I'm glad I looked it up because I was incorrect. The Coupe de la Ligue is like comparable to the English League Cup, except if the League Cup had the championship and League One in it too.
Okay.
The tournament I was thinking of, which might be the largest soccer tournament on the planet, is the Coupe de France, the other one that they do.
Okay.
Because
the equivalent of the FA Cup?
Yeah. Like I said, the Coupe de la Ligue is the top three leagues. Coupe de France it's the FA Cup on steroids. It's not just every team in France. It's every team in every place France has ever conquered.
What?
Really? So like Martinique?
Yes.
Nice. What is this called?
The Coupe de France. Guess how many clubs, don't look it up yet. Guess how many clubs competed in last year's Coupe de France?
I'm going to say 1,200.
2,000.
Okay. Take two new guesses. You both were drastically low.
Oh, my.
Drastically low?
Drastically low.
Are we talking like
20,000?
4,000?
Give me 20,000.
Like 4,000 clubs?
Okay, now we're going to split the difference because it was 8,500 clubs.
8,500?
8,506 to be exact.
Who won last year's? Can we find that?
Can we get
that? PSG.
Had to be PSG,
current champion, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're currently in the round of 64.
And what are these teams? What are the other countries or properties that have
this might be?
It includes all overseas departments and territories.
I want to pull up.
How would you like to be listed as a department or territory?
Okay, it includes territories such as Guadeloupe. Don't know where that is.
That's in the Caribbean.
Martinique.
Yes.
French Guiana.
Yes.
Reunion.
What? Oh, Reunion Island, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, in the South Pacific somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Mayotte.
Don't know where that is.
French Polynesia.
Nice. Okay, like Tahiti and places like, or Fiji.
New Caledonia.
Oh, that's near New Zealand, I think.
Wasn't that a song by James Brown, Caledonia?
I don't know.
And then... AS Mont Dore won the 2009 edition of the Caledonia Cup to earn qualification for the 2009-2010 Coupe de France.
Nice.
So they actually made it into it once.
Nice.
AS Mont Dore. I wonder.
That is pretty impressive.
You also qualify for the Europa League.
They are based, by the way, their home ground, Stade Numadali Magenta, New Caledonia.
That's a mouthful.
They finished third in the New Caledonia Division Honier.
I'm guessing that is the first division. One might assume.
So the team is based in Le Mont d'Or, a commune in the suburbs of Noumea, the capital city of the French territory.
It sounds like stuff from Dragon Ball Z.
It's made up.
Kamehameha.
Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable.
There's some anime there.
I wish you could play this tournament in FIFA. It'd be great.
Oh.
You would be deep in FIFA playing that tournament.
But they are in the round of 64, and I wish, you know, we should do this next week. I will go through the clubs. I will pick out like five clubs, and you tell me where they are located.
I haven't even heard of any of these countries we mentioned.
Like Noisy Le Grand, who beat Ajaccio. Isn't that where the Mexican goalkeeper used to play? What's the Mexican goal? I'm blanking on his name.
Ochoa.
Ochoa used to play for Ajaccio. I think that's an island. I think that's in Corsica. But where is Noisy Le Grand?
Let's see. It's not quiet there.
Noisy Le Grand. Let's see. News. No news for them.
Nope. Nothing going on there.
Oh, my God. Noisy Le Grand. I think that's probably somewhere in France.
This is a serious, geography lesson. and one that I would fail.
We have covered a lot of topics tonight. Yeah.
Wow. I didn't even know this thing existed.
Oh, it's amazing.
So there's 32 teams left. Oh, my God. Is PSG still? Oh, they play Strasbourg in this thing next week?
Nice.
2 weeks.
Josh Steven.
Wow. I didn't even know this thing existed. This is great.
I think they played non-League One side last year.
Who has the TV rights to this is my question. There is no chance you can find that on a legal streaming site.
Grenoble Foot 38. They're playing. Oh, man. So they have a replay with Strasbourg. So PSG will play the winner of Grenoble Foot 38 and Strasbourg.
We actually just passed the 100-year anniversary of the tournament. It started in 1917.
By the way, apparently there's another club in Lyon. This one's called Lyon Duchère.
And
they're playing something called Andrzejczyk.
Yikes.
Which
have fun trying to spell that to all of our listeners.
Can I? Yeah. Andre Zeo, I guess is how you say it, right? It's Andrezieux.
I'd like to buy a vowel.
Oh my God. I had no idea this. I'm so intrigued by this now.
It's an amazing tournament.
We are now your official home for Coupe de France.
Coupe de France.
News, coverage, hot takes.
So there's probably Haitian teams in here. You know what? I have a friend.
I have one of my best friends is Haitian.
I have a friend who's Haitian as well. He's a big PSG fan.
It was Les Herbiers, who PSG played in the final last year. Their stadium has a capacity of 5,000 people.
Yikes.
Wow.
I don't know the way that I don't understand the way that the French league system is set up, but I do not think that they were even a third division side.
Yes. Oh, I think I remember that. I think they were like a fifth division side. I think they were in like the fifth division.
I wonder if you could even find a jersey.
They are third division.
What was
side.
Their name?
They are third division side. Les Herbiers. They actually defeated another third division side to make the final.
Nice.
There it is, Les Herbiers VF. National 2 Group B is where they play. Yeah.
How deep in that tournament do you have to get until you see somebody like Neymar play?
There's
no chance you're having him play against any of the bad teams.
They have a guy on their team from Comoros Islands. They have another guy from Madagascar.
Nice. Matahuha?
Yeah. They have a...
Is it one of the Penguins?
No.
Nice.
That's
Kowalski analysis.
Yes.
I am down for one of the Penguins being on a third division French side.
I absolutely love this tournament now. I'm stoked to go delve into it. Anyway, before we get out of here, I want to talk about the Premier League real quick.
Liverpool's going to lose. There we go. We talked about it.
Do you know who they're playing?
Not a clue.
They're going to lose, though.
No, they're not going to lose to Brighton.
Cardiff.
They're
not going to lose to Brighton.
They're losing to Brighton. So Newcastle
plays Chelsea.
They had a chance.
Yeah, they're going to lose.
I was writing an article on when they played earlier this season, and that was one of the silliest statistical matches I've ever seen. Newcastle had 18% possession and completed 200 passes. Chelsea completed 922. They completed 700 less passes than their opponent and almost came away with a draw.
Yikes.
But a DeAndre Yedlin own goal doomed him.
Wow. That's right. I remember that.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
He got away with elbowing Olivier Giroud, and then they like went down to the other end of the pitch and scored.
So we know who my club and your club play.
Who's Thomas, Everton got?
Do you know who your club plays?
I'm guessing that's a nay.
It's not Spurs.
No, because they're playing Man United.
Yeah, they're playing Man U.
That's a good match.
Game of the week. Sunday morning game.
Yeah, it's a good match. Who are we playing?
Bournemouth.
Ah.
Callum Wilson and company.
We're going to lose.
Yeah, I think you will.
We're going to lose.
I think you are going to lose because I think the game is at Bournemouth. But yeah, I'm going to go. Oh, no, it's at Goodison Park.
Oh, even better.
Even better when they lose.
In front of their home fans.
And I'm pretty sure Liverpool's playing... Oh, that's at Amex, so they're playing at Brighton and Hove.
I hate that their stadium is called Amex.
Yeah?
That is terrible.
It's just stupid. I understand naming rights and everything, but that just sounds silly to me.
Interesting enough, Arsene Wenger was asked, which stadium did he most hate going to play in?
Did he say the Emirates?
Amex?
Goodison.
Really?
And he apparently said it like that. He was like, Goodison, that was a stadium I did not want to go to.
Well, it's dump.
Ooh.
From what I hear, you're not wrong. The seats are still made of wood.
Nice.
Like I said, it's a dump.
But
by the way,
I'm looking forward to Brandon Moore.
I'm looking forward to that stadium. Funnier than.
So, it's not the game of the week, but it is for some.
Oh, is this the Chris Chapman game of the week?
The Chris Chapman game of the week. Cardiff and Huddersfield.
Oh, yep. That is the Chris Chapman game of the week.
Come on.
Chris Magnum Chapman game of the week.
I will be shocked if Huddersfield scores.
If Cardiff wins.
Are they out of the danger zone?
Because
Newcastle's not going to win.
Cardiff, I think, is
they'll pass Newcastle.
Cardiff, yeah, they would because I think they all sit on
perfect.
Cardiff has 18 points along with Burnley and Newcastle.
Nice.
So a win by Cardiff puts them above a couple people. I think they're going to win. I think they're going
to Cardiff
beat.
Off to Europe.
I think they're going to
European.
Oh my God! If they survive, remember at the beginning of the season we were saying they were the worst team in the history of the Premier League.
Lol. Yeah. We were stupid.
Good times.
And they're playing at home.
It's not that they're good. It's that everyone else is bad.
Everyone below them sucks. Yeah. It's pretty
crazy.
Well,
they have Solbamba.
Who I just dropped from my fantasy club, by the way.
Ah, yikes.
Yeah. I had no choice.
All right.
I wanted to bring back Eriksen and Son, so.
Before we get out of here.
Yes.
There is another thing. So you guys are coming to watch us play tonight.
I am, yeah. Which is why we got to hurry up and get out of here. Because it's
we'll be okay. I've got some time.
We're less than an hour from game time.
Yeah. So right now, our team's big quest is we're trying to figure out we're going to get official jerseys.
Yes.
And we're trying to figure out which team we want to get. So I'm going to throw that out there to you guys for suggestions. And I'm also going to throw it to the Twitter sphere. At us at Other F-Ball Pod. Give us some suggestions. We've been playing around with a lot of different stuff, but like we have no idea where.
When you say official jerseys, are we talking like
everyone getting the same like Premier League team jersey?
Yeah, like we're going to order them from DHgate or something. Like, not real jerseys, but
let me say this: I don't want to pump Chris up, but those purple jerseys for Liverpool are gorgeous.
I cannot wear a purple jersey, and I cannot wear a Liverpool jersey.
Those jerseys are awesome.
They are really cool.
No, you want to talk about a great purple jersey? Everton a couple years ago with the pinstripes, with the purple and black, with the yellow.
Those
were the ugliest things I've ever seen, except for their home jerseys that same season.
Who was it that wore like the powder blue, and they were just disgraceful? They looked like pajamas.
It was Newcastle.
No, it wasn't Newcastle.
Yeah, it was 100% Newcastle.
No, there was a bigger club too.
No,
that
it's
wore
Newcastle. Look
no, no,
it
no.
Up.
But there was a big club who wore them too. It may have been Arsenal.
I don't know because we texted that you were like, "Wow, Newcastle looks like they were in pajamas."
Jeez, I don't know. Like, I don't like Spurs jerseys. Like, I don't like. To me, they're kind of weird. Like, I like their colors, and I like the combination of the two together.
Norwich City's not a bad one. They got a nice little green and yellow.
I like
action.
That. I'm a big fan of, you know,
Germany's got some quality jerseys.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You know,
you got Bayern with that classic red.
Oh, who had
no? You know Dortmund. Who I really like? I like. I think it's Werder Bremen.
They have a good jersey.
It's green. Yeah. And it has like some German word across the front, which I have no idea what it is. But
I'm still trying to get. I think Josh Adams from Bremen.
No, they have
Josh Sargent.
Josh Sargent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is playing for them now?
Yeah. No, the jersey I'm going to throw into the hat for my suggestion is Marseille. That's a really good jersey.
I have a couple of Marseille jerseys at home.
Yeah, they have
I'm going Werder Bremen. Go Werder Bremen. Green's my favorite color.
That's fair.
You're a Jets fan. You like the color green.
Yeah, you do.
Adam Gaze also likes color green.
Yeah, he does.
But I just think that those words are cool. Like, the jerseys are cool looking. But you're right. Bundesliga has some really cool jerseys.
They do.
They really do. Like, Hamburg's always had good jerseys, and Bayern Munich has always had kind of cool jerseys. And
speaking of Hamburg, are we eating before we go to this?
I'm not going
to
eat.
I got to grab like a Cliff Bar or something at home because I still got to go home and change and then get over there.
I like how this is part of the podcast.
Yeah. We're making our plans.
Making plans. All right.
We might go out to Steiner's afterwards, though. We're trying to get a sponsorship from Steiner's, so I'll say that on air.
Shout out to Steiner's.
Nice. Yeah. Big shout out.
Our team
I love
trying
Steiner's.
To get
it's a great place. Yeah. The foods, they have a Kobe beef burger that's phenomenal.
Ooh, that sounds good. Their wings are good.
Sounds like a post-match move for me.
All right. That's going to do it for us. I'm going to hit the music.
And we won't
KRS-One. You guys won't hear it.
Bridge is over.
Show is over. Hit me up on Twitter, @Magnum702.
I'm at TV at work.
Carson Amerk, and at Other F-Ball Pod for the show.
Catch us on iTunes, Stitcher, LV Sports Network, all that good stuff. Boy, this show was all over the place today, but
found out
some really interesting things. I will not be joining a co-ed team to meet women because apparently that's not going to work.
It is not.
And we are now the official home of Coupe de France coverage.
Yes, we are your official
American host. We're going to get a cease and desist letter from France. And I'm going to send
American
one
back. Home.
There's 32 teams left. I got to find out if any of these teams are from outside of France, because if they are, that's my team now to win this thing.
I like it.
All right. We're out. We shall talk to you next week. And in 2 weeks, I'll be on my way to Stockholm. Yay. So no
we're
show.
We're going to have to figure out what we're going to do.
Record on
I can't do Wednesday. Anyway, we'll talk about that off the air. Have a good week, everybody. Other FB Pod is out.